roommates or brought in by new ones. When the show came to Netflix on New Year's Day 2015, after months of hype, I tuned in for a hungover rewatch. So had all of my colleagues, I found out at work the next day. The true devotees hadn't even waited until morning. They'd started shortly after midnight and watched until sunrise. I enjoyed revisiting the episodes occasionally, but I assumed I was a Friends fan the way everyone kind of was. At first, the gym reruns were just an entertaining little addition to my cardio. Part of the fun, though, was watching it the old way, on actual television. I liked the inconvenience of it, even the commercials. I liked not being able to choose which episode I watched. One day, the one with the cake came on again, and I had a thought I hadn't had in years. Oh man, I just saw this one. Even the annoyance was a comforting throwback. Soon enough, I found myself timing my workouts to line up with the reruns. I knew the TBS schedule by heart, the distance between work and the gym, and the exact time I had to leave the office in order to make it in time. A few years later, I was a full-time freelancer working from home, and it became even easier. All I had to do was wake up earlier so I could wrap up by 5 or so, and I would make it to the gym just in time to watch the one with Ross's sandwich. By now, I could admit the truth. 5:30 p.m. had become my new prime time, and Friends was once again must-see TV. Let's be clear, I did other stuff, too. I had a life. I was a writer living in New York City. I had my own nice apartment, not Monica nice, but no one had that. I got to live in it with my very nice boyfriend, who soon became my very nice fiancé. I had my hardships like everyone else, but I had much more to be grateful for. You couldn't have paid me to go back and relive my 20s, especially not those early years eating drunk pizza on the street. So why, as I inched into my 30s, was I suddenly clinging to a 20-year-old show about 20-something people? I didn't figure it out until that day a few months ago, when I breezed into the gym, turned on Friends, and it wasn't there. Something had happened. Channel 46 was no longer TBS, but some god-awful sports network. I frantically clicked through the channels, mentally drafting an email to gym management about the great wrong they had done in changing cable providers. I looked around at my fellow gym rerun watchers, expecting a row of outraged faces, but found none. Maybe I'd been wrong about the 5:30 crowd and the slightly embarrassing bond I thought we shared. Was I the gym weirdo? A good 10 minutes passed as I stood motionless on the machine, absently thumbing the buttons and staring wide-eyed into space. Yes, for sure, I was the weirdo now. In that moment, I thought of all the other times I'd gone back to Friends reruns. Sick days, sleepless nights in unfamiliar hotel rooms, the day I got rejected by insert job and or romantic prospect. It was a soothing balm on a lousy day. That much I already knew. But I'd also returned to Friends during periods of deep sadness and anxiety. While mourning the death of a grandparent or waiting to hear back on biopsy results. On days like that, Friends wasn't numbing, but comforting and warm. I leaned on the familiar jokes and unabashed sincerity. And I was not the only one. In the weeks after my little mental meltdown on the ARC trainer, I spoke to others who said the same. Usually, it would start with my shame-faced confession. So, turns out I'm emotionally dependent on a sitcom. How have you been? Many of my peers responded with stories of their own Friends phases. Some recalled watching it after 9/11. A lot of people mentioned the 2016 election, or the 2017 mass shooting in Las Vegas. Friends was what they turned on when they just couldn't absorb any more news coverage. For those who grew up on the show, it was a reminder of that earlier, simpler time. Not in the world necessarily, but in their own lives. Many watched the show during personal low points or times of high stress. Breakups, unemployment, the sleep-deprived first months with a new baby. Why Friends, I'd ask. Was it because the show touched on all those topics but in an optimistic way? Were they seeking out that emotional resonance? No, they told me. It's just a funny show. These people use the term comfort food when talking about Friends. They refer to its lightness, its detachment from reality. They watch it because they can't relate. It's ridiculous. Six adults with perfect hair who hang out in a coffee house in the middle of the day? Who's paying for those giant lattes? Friends for them is pure escapism. For others, it's something else entirely. As I began to write this book, I spoke with more people from all over the U.S. and the world about their relationship to Friends. And everyone seemed to have one, even if they'd never been a fan, even if they'd never seen a full episode.